Episode number?
Lucky.
13.
13. We've been doing this.
I thought it was 14.
I know. But you're not always here.
Yeah. Well, I am. You're just not always here.
This is true. But I'm here this week, and we've got a lot of really exciting news stories going on this week. And
as opposed to last week, where some people mentioned we're doing a little bit too much of a marketing-esque, ad-heavy show. We took that feedback. We understand that's not really what you want to see. But that's what was happening in the news
a lot
that week.
And, I think that's why we jammed it and crammed it and packed it all into one episode.
So skip episode 12.
I like episode 12.
But we're on 13 now, so let's get the show started.
Let's start 13. All right, Max, I was listening to a podcast the other day given by a good friend of mine.
Major Nelson.
Teach you all about the Xbox and what's going on in the insider's terms. And he was talking about what they're going to do now to sort of stop cheaters on Xbox
Live. I hate cheaters. I'm just going to throw that out there. You suck, cheaters.
Cheaters suck. You know who else I hate? I hate people.
They ruin the experience.
I hate people who camp in multiplayer first person.
I don't mind that. Look, if you're going to sit there and be boring the entire time, fine. But cheaters, people who actually, create lag, and then they move all around in Halo, and you're like, how did that person do that? They're a cheater.
They are a cheater, and there was a recent glitch in the new Gears of War 2 where people figured out that if they, re-signed and reassigned their gamer tag, in a rapid succession, they somehow managed to, trick their console into giving them achievements that they hadn't actually won.
Those sons of guns.
Yeah, sons of something. Sons of something.
What are we doing about it?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I'm going to bring you all the way down, and then I'm going to lift you up like the phoenix rising from the ashes. So what happened was these people got the game, and they had it for, a minute. And, got level 100 on all the achievements and everything. Obviously, an impossibility. You can't do that. No, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Max. And so they were like, okay, people are cheating. So now what they're going to do, already they'd been dropping your game score down to zero. Mm-hmm. But apparently that wasn't enough. That did not deter...
The cheaters.
So now they're going to brand you with some sort of scarlet letter. It hasn't been determined yet. Maybe a big C for cheater across your chest. Everybody knows that we know what you've done and we don't want to play with you. That's what they're going to do. It's going to ruin their gaming
experience.
That
was a long-winded introduction for that whole, final story that you're getting branded and you don't even know what the brand is.
Yeah,
give me more information.
Stay tuned.
Oh.
Next.
Another fun little factoid this week, Netflix comes to the Media Center.
Yes.
So if you go in to your Media Center on Windows Vista or Windows 7, I'm not sure if it's quite out yet, but it's going to be a little component you can put in there. I've been using the Netflix component on the Xbox 360, which is awesome because everything comes down in high def.
Right.
You can do your instant streaming media right through there. It doesn't do all their movies, just whatever they have in the instant content.
But now the new one is going to let you have the videos on demand or streaming, and also their catalog of where you can put into your queue of ones you want to have delivered.
Yeah, all the queues you have, all the stuff you have in your queue in your instant section, it'll be on there. That's the good news. Now the bad news, everyone's going to be wondering, is it going to be high def like it is on the Xbox 360? The answer is currently no.
I'm not. Bash me if you will, but
I will.
I don't think anything but sports should be really necessary to be seen in high def.
I don't know. Action movies, thrillers, those are fun in high def. And that one word that you're trying to get me to say in every show that I'm not going to say. Netflix doesn't even have that.
Another advantage about it coming to your media center is when you go through your Xbox console, you have to sort of jump out to the Netflix main menu. It's an extra step. Where here, you can just do it directly through the media center.
And it's a little easier to navigate with your mouse.
I'm all about quick.
Yeah, she's all about quick. Next!
And in other exciting news here on campus and globally,
Microsoft is
everywhere.
Very exciting.
The MyPhone beta has gone public.
So everyone can use it.
And what is it, Max?
MyPhone? I mean, this is cool for people that aren't using necessarily a hosted exchange kind of format for their phone. So, for example, Microsofties get to use Exchange, which allows them to back up their email and pretty much contacts. Everything comes down over the cloud.
Yeah, it'll sync your contacts, your calendar.
But for consumers, they don't really have that solution unless they're on an Exchange server themselves through another medium.
Not.
But my phone allows you to go, I think, over the air as well as via sync cable. You can hook up, get all your texts, your emails, your contacts, your documents.
Which, currently,
save them all online.
I'm on the Exchange server. Obviously, I don't get my text messages. I can't save my
That's
text
true.
Messages.
Not everything is saved
to my
Exchange.
MyPhone webpage. But with my phone, You can.
Yes. People are excited about this because it gives them ability to back it all up, things they had to manually do before in a much more convoluted manner. This is just one-stop shop, handles everything, keeps it online.
And a lot of people are saying, I've read a bunch of varying reviews, that other companies have tried to do this before and similar sort of applications.
And you have to pay, usually.
And that this one is better. Currently, we only give you 200 megabytes.
200 megs online.
Which isn't a lot, but it's new. It's new. We'll give you more, you know. But apparently, I mean, it's getting rave reviews. Not rave, but positive reviews. And that it's being done better than other companies have tried to do in the past.
Score.
All right, Max, as you know, we get a lot of email here, and I'm on a lot of distribution lists, sort of keeping me in touch with the world!
The world!
And all the information that's going on.
Inside and out of Microsoft.
And I have been getting a lot of emails about this Wolfram Alpha thing.
There's been a flurry.
On various distribution lists, and even, like, our own team. I know Charles Torrey was, like, all aflutter
about
it.
I'm very excited about it. I posted it onto some of my friends' Facebook walls to say, check this out, this is so cool. Would have been great in engineering school.
So what is it? What's the Wolfram Alpha, besides a tongue twister.
All right. The big thing that I understand from it, and again, this is just the beginning, so make of it whatever you will.
Yeah.
It's not a search engine. It's more of a computational engine, and it's got its own data and everything that it pulls from, like trillions of data sources.
Okay.
Or data points, not sources. It's got lots of sources. But the idea is anything computational you can put in there. So it can be as simple as what's 2 plus 2, or get as crazy as, you know, find the integral or the triple integral of this sphere, and then just do crazy, crazy equations. But then you can go even deeper and do, like, compare Los Angeles to San Francisco and see the population and elevation. It'll just give you all these cool graphs and everything.
And this is just created by a guy named Wolfram?
Yeah, Stephen Wolfram. Now, the cool thing is it's leveraging.
His passion?
Well, over 20 years, he's created, and he and his team have created Mathematica, which is, he's pretty dedicated to this. Mathematica is a very powerful computational engine that you can use on your computer. It's even more awesome when you use it with supercomputers and you do these crazy calculations. So this is kind of leveraging his background with algorithms and computational power to make it more kind of mineable data.
It's amazing.
And this is just the beginning. They're just trying to figure out what they can do with this. The website is wolframalpha.com.
So we should call Steven.
See if we can get a little interview.
We should ping Steven.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
Ping wants Steven on the show. So I'm just putting out my feelers. I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna get him on the show.
In the meantime, though, you guys should go check out wolframalpha.com/developers. They have an API you can leverage. You can put the box on your own website.
Yeah.
So it's actually meant for you guys to start leveraging it, and they have some really cool tools available already.
If you haven't started playing with it already,
a lot of you guys
in the coffee house have started threads and talking about it. But keep it going. We want to hear your latest and latest updates.
Now, I'll just give you a small little hint.
Oh, yeah, hints.
Like, this is, like I said, it's not really a search engine, but Microsoft might be putting out something fun in the search engine realm coming up eventually soon, perhaps, maybe. I'm not going to say exactly when or what.
Are you sure?
I'm sure something
sure
is coming,
something
though.
Something might maybe happen.
The thing with the guy at the place, I owe you for that, and I'll never forget it.
All right.
I saw an interesting story from a couple of my friends on other teams forwarded to me. They said that there's a guy out there. He's got an MBA and I think an MPA or MFA or something like that. He's got multiple degrees. I don't even know what they all stand for. He's got multiple degrees but no job. And he wants a job with Microsoft.
He is in a common place in today's economic situation.
It happens.
A lot of people know
he
that.
He actually posted an ad on Facebook. So instead of just like posting a little tweet or his own status, he bought ad space on Facebook saying, I am blah, 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 and I would like a job in Microsoft. Here are my qualifications. Apparently, he got a lot of responses, at least 20 from Microsoft people themselves saying, hey, this is a job that might fit you. Let me get your resume and I can submit you. Or here's a recruiter you can contact.
So forget about like monster.com. He's taking the bull by the horns and creating his own personal monster.
It was amazing.
On Facebook. That's why I love social
It's very, networking. Very innovative. I like what he did about this, especially because it only cost him $50 and like 30 minutes of his time to create this. And he's got inquiries coming to him. I think that's a very clever way to go about it.
I think he should make it a video next time.
He should make it a video? Why? Yeah. So we could put him on here?
No.
The problem is, for all you guys thinking, oh, this is the best idea ever, I'm going to do it too, I feel like now that the story's out there, you're not quite as creative, and I don't respect you.
Okay. Take that.
What do you guys think? What are some creative ways you guys have gone about finding a new job or a new industry that you're kind of trying to tap into? I want to know your methods. So hit us in the comments. And with that...
Next.
All right, Laura, I got to tell you some news. I will not be able to host next week. Stop it. I found a replacement for you, though, so you guys will be able to meet one of my good friends, Paul.
All right.
He's going to handle the show. He's about 7'6", so you're going to feel tinier than usual.
All right, so you're going to be out for a little bit, but you're coming back?
I'll come back. Don't worry. I'll be back for you guys.
Bigger, stronger than ever?
Bigger, faster, stronger.
So better than you were this week because you're a little
subpar.
Oh,
awesome.
And we got Nexus!
Hey, now! Yeah!